Excellent, Stephen. Excellent. We should be able to get into production within a year.
And I'll be going home tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But, Stephen, you have seen nothing of Mexico. You have been working on my production problems from morning till night. I had hoped that you'd stay over a few days, resting, sightseeing.
I'm sorry, Bernardo, but, well, I've been away from the family almost 2 weeks now, and I kind of miss them.
Permit me to demonstrate our hospitality. 2 days at least, huh?
Bernardo, you have a family. You know how it is to be away from them.
Very well, Stephen. It shall be just as you say. But I am forever in your debt. And with us, a debt of honor is never to be forgotten.
To the new plant.
Salud.
Well, Bernardo, it's been wonderful working with you. Now, if any problems come up once the factory's open...
I will get in touch with you, Stephen.
Bye.
Rosita, el señor Douglas se marcha.
Oh, must you really go so soon, Stephen?
I'm afraid I must, Rosita. And I can't thank you enough for your hospitality.
My pleasure.
And please thank your charming sister, Tia Maria, for me.
I will.
Well, I guess we'd better be going. Goodbye. Hasta la vista.
Vaya con Dios, Stephen.
Thank you.
No, Stephen. Pedro will do that.
What? He should be here any minute with the car.
There he is now. Yes, that's Pedro, all right.
Olé!
A little surprise for you.
Charlie!
Hi, Dad!
Hi, Dad! I bet you didn't expect us down here.
Oh, my golly.
We were pretty surprised ourselves. Senor Romero sent us a wire saying he's going to bring us to Mexico.
Yeah. In his private plane, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Perhaps now you will stay a few days, huh, Stephen?
Well, of course, but what a wonderful thing for you to do, Bernardo. Well, Senor Romero, this is my family. This is Chip and,
hi,
and Robbie and Mike and Charlie.
Santo
gusto. And fellas, this is Senor Romero.
How do you do?
I can't get over
mucho gusto, muchachos.
Hi.
How are you?
Muy bueno, senor. Dad, Mike, and I are pretty good in Spanish, just in case you get hung up.
Robbie was speaking Spanish to the pilot on the plane, and the pilot was Spanish. Except he must have been a different kind of Spanish than Robbie.
Dolores, la familia del señor Douglas.
Gentlemen, my daughter, Dolores Maria Antonia del Romero. She speaks English very well.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I will show you to your room.
Oh, fine.
Fine, Chip. Isn't
there some place you got?
Oh, what's up here?
Gee, Mr. Romero, this is really beautiful.
Yeah, this is our own private little plaza. Our life is centered here. Over there is the family chapel.
Hey, there's Dolores. Hi, Dolores. Rob.
It's quite all right, Mike. Vamos?
Oh, hello, Senor Robbie.
Say, Dolores, do you ever get to go out? On dates, I mean?
Oh, to town, yes. Also, there are the fiestas. And also, sometimes, the dances. Tonight, I am having a few of my friends over for dancing.
That'll be swell.
Dolores,
you know what I think would be a great idea?
No, Senor Robbie.
Senor.
What?
Perdona.
Venga.
Here is something very interesting.
What's going on here?
This is a custom peculiar to our district. We have a district champion. And these jóvenes are practicing to challenge him at the fiesta.
A champion what?
A champion at the art of eating jalapenos.
Hot peppers.
Sí, it is a great honor. It's something like your home run hitting champion. The winner of the fiesta becomes known as el estómago de hierro, the iron stomach. It is a great honor. Here, try some. Carefully, though. Yeah. You will never believe how hot they can be.
I actually eat these flamethrowers?
By the handful.
Oh.
The champion can eat a pound of these at a sitting without taking a glass of water.
How can he tell who's the winner and who's the loser?
Well, the winner is he who eats one more jalapeno than the loser without taking a drink of water.
Hi, Dolores.
Oh, hello, Senor Rocky.
What'd you think of my serenade?
Oh, the music. It was very, I'm afraid I don't know the right word.
I waited out here for you to see what's shaking.
I don't understand.
That's just something we say. Actually, I wondered if you'd be my date tonight.
Oh, yes, that would be nice.
Well, great. I'll see if I can borrow your father's wheels. Maybe we can take a spin after the dinner.
Senor, adios.
I'll see you tonight, Dolores.
You have a wonderful family, Stephen.
Oh, thank you, Bernardo.
You must be very proud of them.
Yes, I am. Most of the time.
I like the way they're trying to adapt to our customs.
Hey, pardon me for interrupting, but there's something going on I think you ought to know about.
What's wrong, Joe?
Well, you know the old battle axe. No, I mean the nice lady that watches over Dolores.
Oh, you mean Dolores' aunt?
Yeah. Well, she came rushing into my room, and she says Robbie has insulted the family honor.
Oh, dear Carlos. I cannot believe it. There must be some mistake.
Well, it seems that he busted right out and asked her for a date. I guess that's a crime or something, huh?
Well, you see, Charlie, Robbie just met Dolores, and...
Well, he's known her for 5 minutes. That's long enough for Robbie.
Bernardo, I'm afraid Robbie doesn't understand all of your customs.
Then we must try to understand his. I will talk to Tia Maria. I will make the arrangements for Robbie and Dolores, and there will be no problem.
Well, thank you.
I am sure that Dolores is just as anxious to have Robbie escort her to the party tonight. Only here... our young girls are carefully guarded.
You know, I promise you that Robbie will be on his best behavior.
Yeah, if he gets out of line, he gets the woodshed. Pronto. Understand? Pronto.
One, don't forget to open doors for her and take her coat and stuff like that. Mike, did you bring any aftershave lotion? No. And two, remember, a lot of these people don't speak English, so don't hit them with any of those corny jokes.
Okay, Dad.
Look, Rob, I'm serious. This isn't Bryant Park, you know.
Robbie, I want you to be very careful about your conduct with Dolores tonight.
Dad, I'm not trying to be a smart kid or anything, but everybody's acting like I'm going to fall in the punch bowl or something.
Well, there was practically an international incident this afternoon.
Yeah, easy on the big lover stuff tonight.
Okay, you guys got me all psyched out. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to have a rotten time. Goodbye.
Well, maybe we're being a little tough on love, but after all, we are the guests of Senor Romero.
Yeah, and don't let's foul it up. This is the first time since I've been ashore that I didn't have to cook 3 meals a day. And do the dishes.
Miss Romero, would you care to dance?
Me permite bailar.
I guess your aunt prefers the old arm's length style. Do we get two in a row without asking?
Oh, I'm sure it is all right.
Dolores, I don't think I'm up to this kind of dancing.
Well, then we will watch and listen.
Mm-hmm. this fellow who looks like he just plunked his physical?
Oh, buenas noches, Felipe.
Buenas noches, señorita.
May I get you some more punch?
¿Qué dice?
Pregunta si deseamos un refresco.
Sí, gracias.
Okay, another round of punch coming up.
Felipe.
Con su permiso, señora.
Por supuesto.
Go.
No comprendo.
I guess Dolores split to the powder room or something, huh?
Dolores está bailando con Felipe.
Is it okay if I cut in?
¿Cómo?
Y'all cut in on? Look, I'll show you. I'm trying to cut in.
It is not our custom, señor.
I guess it's sort of a hang-up if we both want to dance with Dolores at the same time.
Yes, senor. A hang-up.
Dolores, when we're alone, you'll have to give me some dancing lessons. I'd like to dig that tango beat.
Oh, yes, of course, senor Robbie.
You know, where I come from, when a guy takes a girl to a dance, she's exclusively his.
Oh, see. This is not where you come from.
You must understand, Señor Robbie. With Señor Del Rio, it is... Well, our families have known each other a long time.
Ah, see. Since the cradle, I have known Señorita Romero.
I propose a toast to Dolores, a mucho, muy beautiful girl who has good manners and everything else. Tia Maria, salute.
¿Qué dice?
Dice que soy hermosa.
Bueno, bueno. Salud.
Salud. Felipe, let's be adult about this and drink to international understanding. Salud.
Salud.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
Mike, what's the word for door in Spanish?
Puerta.
And what's the word for pig?
Puerco.
Yep, that's what bugged him. He thought I was calling her a pig, and I thought I was pointing out the door.
Who?
Felipe. It's no wonder he got so sore.
Who's Felipe?
He's the guy I'm going to have the duel with.
Duel?
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
I guess you heard, huh?
Yeah. Dolores is crying, and her aunt told Senor Romero, and he told me, and, the whole place is in an uproar.
How come everybody else down here is so swell except for one guy who has to go and act like some creep?
Haven't you figured this out yet?
Well, maybe I did do a few dumb things, but this Felipe character was hacked with me the minute he walked into the dance.
Rob, do you remember Cora Collins and this fellow Joe Summers?
You mean Corrine Collier and Joe Winters?
Yeah. Well, anyway, do you remember the time he almost hit him because he bought her a hamburger?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, heck, Dad, I was gone on Corrine. Oh.
I don't think jealousy is a thing that stops at the border, do you?
Well, I guess not, but why didn't he at least say something?
Well, luckily, Rob, Senor Romero assures me that dueling with swords is a thing of the past. And this young Filippi is just carried away with old tradition and what he considers an insult to Dolores' honor. So I'd suggest that you apologize to him first thing in the morning, and we'll just hope that that'll put an end to the whole thing.
Well, I'll apologize up and down and sideways.
Oh, good. Then I don't think we'll have anything to worry about, huh? Good night.
Night, Dad.
Night-bye.
Chip, what are you looking at?
Oh, nothing. Just a couple of guys down there with some swords.
Swords! Gosh! See? The duel. And I cut myself when I shave.
Felipe. What nonsense is this?
Senor, there is someone within your house who is presumed to dishonor the name of your daughter.
He is my guest. Furthermore, he is not familiar with our language nor with our customs.
If no one in the house of Romero will defend his daughter from slander, then the house of Felipe de Aguilar, del Rondo, del Rio must do it.
This is not the Spain of Don Quixote. This is Mexico today.
I respectfully submit that a challenge once offered cannot be rescinded. Unless Senor Douglas is a coward.
Now listen to me, young man. You insist on this duel?
I do.
All right, you shall have it. But remember one thing. It is the challenged, not the challenger, who has the choice of weapons.
Si, senor. Vamos.
Throat's burning, and I'm not even eating it.
Boy, Dad, Robbie isn't eating those chili peppers like he enjoys them.
You don't think so, Chip? I don't know why you say that.
Oh, my poor Felipe.
That's it, huh?
Robbie must have been out of condition. I figured him for a cinch.
Dad, I don't think Robbie's going to finish his chili peppers. Can I have the rest to eat on the plane?
Well, sure, Chip. We'll get you an asbestos-lined Bowser bag. Charlie, we better go and take care of Robbie, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder where they keep the fire extinguisher. Charlie, Joe and I had to work late at the office. We sent out for some enchiladas.
We had a roast con pollo.
Oh?
Yeah, with chili peppers.
No kidding. Not the hot ones.
The hottest.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob. Rob, I thought you'd eaten enough chili peppers to last you for the rest of your life.
Oh, I like them. These are genuine jalapenos. They come right from Mexico. I think they're even hotter than the ones in the duel.
Mike, I thought to...
Oh, no, Dad, not Robbie. Yeah, he saw that Dolores liked Felipe, so he threw the match. I think he could have eaten those things all day long.
Well, they may not know it in Mexico, but here in Bryant Park, Robbie is champion El Iron Stomach.
This weekend, put away your watch, because we're airing My Three Sons in extra-long episodes. So our schedule is off the standard clock. But who cares what time it is? It's time for more My Three Sons, only on TV Land.